Mike Adams here with a quick update on preparedness and confidence versus fear. I know that some people are very afraid, very scared of what's happening in the world around them right now. And mostly it's people who have not been regular listeners to this podcast. It's people who are not prepared. People who thought that all the things they're seeing now were conspiracy theories, and now they're realizing, oh my God, it's a fact. You know, in France, they're blocking access to grocery stores for people who are unvaccinated. In California, they're blocking access to restaurants if you're unvaccinated. So what's coming is an attempt to starve out unvaccinated people. They want to force everybody into vaccines as a global depopulation genocide weapon. And a lot of people, more and more people every day, are now realizing this and saying, whoa, I can't believe this is real. I thought this was all a conspiracy theory. Now it's real. The financial collapse is coming. The food famines are accelerating. Food supply lines are collapsing. Some grocery store shelves are running empty, and it's getting worse. Food inflation, of course, is sharply rising. Product supply lines, not just food, but many other products, are also collapsing as shipments to the United States from China are being canceled or held up or delayed by using COVID as an excuse. So a lot of people are freaking out right now. They're panicking. They're panic buying certain products because they weren't prepared. Or they're freaking out. Some people are really bugging out of cities in a hurry, selling their homes at a loss to just get out. But what I want to say about that is there's no need to panic when you are informed and prepared. And those of you who listen to this podcast or listen to my channel on Brighteon.com, or even if you watch the other amazing videos on Brighteon, you are informed. When you're informed, you can anticipate what's coming. When you can anticipate, you're not shocked into surprise, and you don't have to freak out. So even when we know, for example, that, let's say, food shortages are going to get worse, the food supply lines are going to be cut, a dollar collapse is coming, economic collapse is coming, all these things that are going to happen, we just don't know when, but they're going to happen, probably more COVID lockdowns are coming, and so on. We can talk about these things with a sense of preparedness and mindfulness. And we can say, okay, how do we survive that? Because we can. Our ancestors survived far worse things. The pioneers that settled America survived far worse things. They didn't panic. They prepped. And they shared information about how to stay alive. And we have today far better technology and tools and knowledge and all kinds of things to survive. It's not that hard to survive when you prepare. What's hard to survive is when you have no preparedness and no knowledge, and then you're freaked out and panicked. And that's, of course, what's hitting a lot of people. But what I want to add here is that it's also about the people around you. And the more you keep them informed, whether it's neighbors, family members, or friends, then the less they will panic when things start to happen. Now, I fully realize that most so-called normies, you know, oblivious people, most oblivious people, at first, you know, they're reluctant to believe any of this stuff. But as these things are happening, they may be more and more open to your important message of what's coming. And so it's worth going back to people who rejected this information, you know, a year ago and saying, hey, have you noticed the food inflation? Have you noticed the store shelves going partially empty in some areas? Have you noticed the failure in Afghanistan? Do you know anybody who's been killed or died after taking the vaccine? You know, as new information becomes available, a lot of people who were skeptical of these things are suddenly open to them. And that is something to keep in mind. And the more people around you who you can help get prepared and informed and awakened, the better prepared all of you are going to be. Because fewer people will freak out. More people will be ready. It's also important to make sure you have a no-tech solution. That's not a low-tech, but a zero-tech solution for every area of preparedness. This is something I'm working on in a book. but you need to have solutions for food production, for water filtration, for self-defense. You need to have communications backup devices, things that work off-grid, things that work even if the power grid is down, things that work if the water supply for your local city runs out. How do you get water? How do you filter it? It's very important to have all this information. And the more you stock up on these things and learn how to use them, you will gain confidence in living off-grid and confidence in your preparedness. And as you gain confidence, your fear will naturally subside. You'll be less fearful. You'll be more ready for whatever the world throws at you. And that's a healthy, natural process. And it's part of the benefit of prepping so that you don't have to be crazy. You don't have to be obviously hysterical. You don't have to be even surprised. If the power grid goes down and you see like 50 zombies marching through your front yard, you're like, oh, okay, zombies are here. Let's go to zombie protocol. Because you've thought through it before. And you should have a zombie response, you know? And of course, I don't mean actual zombies, but you get the idea. So, you know, a looting mob or what have you, a violent looting mob looking for food. You should have a protocol for dealing with that. You know, have some backup radios. They're not even very expensive. You can get the Baofeng radios even online. What is it, the UV5R or something? I think that's the model number. Or maybe I'm getting that twisted up, but they're very inexpensive. It's like $30. You can get a two-way radio that would have cost $1,000 10 years ago. And you and your neighbors can stay in communication, and you can have community defense. And you can have flashlights, and you can get some night vision gear if you've got enough money for that. You know, you can acquire thermal scopes for perimeter defense or for a rifle. Again, they cost money, but they're extremely useful. So all these things, these things matter. These things can give you confidence. And when you face the world with confidence, then the fear vanishes, and then you're able to function. Fear will paralyze a lot of people, but it doesn't have to paralyze you. Fear paralyzes people who are surprised by circumstances, and then they don't know what to do. And the emotional state overpowers their ability to get anything done, and then they often will die, just be paralyzed into death. But that doesn't have to happen to you or me. And by the way, part of the advantage of all of us enduring all this censorship and attacks and everything for all these years is we've been hardened. You know, we're not surprised by anything anymore. We're not surprised by even being physically attacked or threatened or anything like that, even though that would freak out most weak, you know, snowflake leftists. It doesn't freak out the hardened Trump supporters or patriots or conservatives or anybody like that, because we've all been through it already. They've made us tough, and we're going to survive while they will die from their own, you know, COVID vaccine spike protein shots. They will be the ones who perish while we will be the ones who survive. So have confidence, folks. You're in a good spot, really. You have among the best information of anybody in the world. You're probably among the top 1% in terms of preparedness. Even if you don't have a lot of money, it doesn't matter. You have a lot of preparedness, that's worth more than money. You certainly have the best knowledge, and you've anticipated this situation. You've anticipated a lot of issues, and you're probably in a much better geophysical location compared to other people as well. So you are prepared in ways that 99% are not. So have confidence in that, and boost your spiritual preparedness by improving your faith. Read the Bible, learn from the Bible. There's a lot of lessons in there for all of us for these times, of course. And you're going to make it through. And I'm going to be right there with you. We're going to make it together. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for listening. Check out my website, naturalnews.com.